Virginia Trioli. Mornings on ABC Radio Melbourne.
This morning, a stunning conversion to the global climate emergency. News Corp is embracing the need to get Australia to net zero emissions by 2050 in a 16-page news special wrapped around the key tabloids that have stood in the way of climate change, according to many, for decades now, and they are the Herald Sun and the Sydney Telegraph. Their campaign is called Green and Gold, Mission Zero. Yes, Rupert Murdoch and News Corp have seen the light. Sorry, we couldn't resist. Well, look, it's a bold and clear declaration. Any editor would, I imagine, be proud of it because it's a pretty stunning series of news reports they've put together. But it's been strangely difficult to get any editor at the Herald Sun or Herald Weekly Times or News Corp to pick up the phone to us today. We've asked for the editor, Sam Weir, the group executive, Campbell Reid, national executive editor of News Corp, Peter Blunden, former editor himself, senior editor, Terry McCran. No one got back to us. So we've turned to someone who's been scrutinising News Corp's climate coverage probably more closely than anyone else, former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. Malcolm Turnbull, good morning. Good to have you on the program.
Yeah, good morning. Good to be with you.
It's a stunning celebration of the economic advantage of zero carbon emissions. What do you think of News Corp's conversion?
Well, it's a change in tack, I think. Clearly, they're reacting to pressure from advertisers, pressure from the public. I think it's got a commercial motivation, plainly. But look, we'd be wrong to say it was unwelcome. Clearly, the more voices that are supporting movement to get to net zero, to cut emissions, to stop burning coal and gas are good. You know, we welcome that. But you have to say, and it's undeniable, that News Corp and the Murdochs have been the biggest, loudest, most influential voices in the English language to hold up action to address global warming. And they have done that in Australia. They've done that in the United States in particular. I might note, we haven't seen any evidence of this, quote, conversion, unquote, on the pages of The Australian.
Yes, I wanted to ask you about that.
Let alone at Fox News.
If we don't see it in The Australian, what does that signify? I mean, of course, the tabloids sell many more papers than The Australian does, so that reaches a broader audience. But is it meaningful that you're not seeing it at The Oz?
Well, the Australian has cultivated an audience that includes a lot of people who don't believe that climate change is real. And in a sense, this is telling their audience what they want to hear. But I think the important political point is that this gives Scott Morrison license to make a move. The anti-climate action coalition in Australia has been for years a combination of vested interests in the fossil fuel sector, gas and coal, the right-wing politics and the Liberal and National parties and their supporters, and the Murdoch press. And so what you're seeing is, at the very least, a shift in part of the Murdoch press. And the message that is being sent to Morrison is to say, if you move to be at least more in step with the rest of the world than you currently are, the Murdoch tabloids will not come after you.
So that's a big change. That's very important
politically.
This is the week that the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, is negotiating with the Nationals over climate change policy. So what does this significant change to the very well-selling tabloids mean then for the positions that the National Party might like to take in these negotiations?
Well, look, the National Party will get as much as they can, but, you know, the National Party's concerns, particularly in Queensland, is generally focused on their right. They're worried about right-wing independence. They're worried about Pauline Hanson. You know, they're not so much worried about the Labor Party. And so that's why you get in Queensland, the Nationals' part of the LNT. Remember, it's a merged party there. But the Nationals part of the LNT always wanting to tack to the right because they are more concerned about losing votes to the populist right than they are to Labor.
So do you believe, because you've said it and you mentioned it again just then, Malcolm Turnbull, that you said that Rupert Murdoch is the key roadblock to good climate change policy in this country. Is that roadblock now gone?
No, I don't. I wouldn't say that. I didn't say that. I said he was part of it. You know, this certainly reduces, this removes one obstacle for Morrison because it basically means that the sort of tabloid campaign that we saw. I mean, remember the last election, the News Corp tabloids were joined in a campaign against electric vehicles. They were sort of amplifying and supporting Morrison when he said electric vehicles would ruin the weekend. I mean, yep. they were full bore against any effective action on climate. It's only a few months ago, earlier this year, in fact, that the Daily Telegraph ran a campaign for days against me being appointed chair of a net zero economy board here in New South Wales on the basis that I didn't support the unconstrained expansion of open-cut coal mining in the Hunter Valley. So, you know, so basically what the Telegraph was saying earlier this year, and this was a really ferocious campaign that intimidated the state government, but they were saying the qualification to be on a net zero economy board was full-bore support for the continued expansion of coal mining. Well, that's bonkers, of course, but that's what they were doing then. Mm. I would give this a qualified tick, but wait and see. I mean, we shouldn't just assume that, you know, everything is going to be fine now. This is certainly a welcome development, but time will tell how consistent it is and how sincere it is, because they're quite capable of pivoting and going back the other way if it suits their political or commercial purposes.
Malcolm Turnbull, always good to talk to you. Thanks for joining
us
today.
Great to talk to you, Virginia. Bye.
Thank you. Malcolm Turnbull there, former Prime Minister of Australia. And something I didn't check before I came on air, we just have, and this wraparound is also around the Courier-Mail in Brisbane. And you heard Malcolm Turnbull mention there the key election seats in Queensland, and that's a constituency that the LNP there and also the Coalition federally has to keep happy. It's a constituency that the Labor Party has to try and win back and get happier with it in order to win government. So that's very interesting to see that change.